Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Coming to you live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Hey, check it out. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what it is. It's a Takeover Tuesday. It's the only night of the week where I allow you, the listener, the caller, the actor, the author. You're going to be a porn star. I don't give a damn what you do. Get in tonight's the night where I allow you to call in, promote yourself for free, because I won't send your ass a bill. Get excited. Don't forget, we are an interactive show. You can definitely call us up, 424-243-9649. You feeling bad enough to take over the show, you can actually press 1, and we'll get it in and see what you got going on. Hello, Norbit. So, all right, check it out. Let me go over here and check in. I believe this is one of my co-hosts. You know what I mean? So let me check him out right quick. Is this Miss Electrifying Kim herself, Jungle Love? Look out. Oh,
well, oh, well. Yes, sir. What's happening? What's happening?
That was good. Hey, Takeover Tuesday. We're starting out with a real takeover today. You know?
So that's what's
going
right.
On this town? What's going on?
You know, I'm about to go ahead and crack that young cop on that young little liquor drink and everything. I'm still winding down from work. But I'm kind of geeked up, though, if you will. I've been geeked up since yesterday.
Okay,
yesterday, real talk. I mean, it's nothing bad or anything. It's all good. So I'm having a miniature chop session. Huh?
I'm saying don't tell them just yet. Don't tell them just yet. I got 2 tracks to play, and we'll come back, and then we're going to see what you talking about. You dig? We got to keep them riveting just a little bit, just a little bit.
Because we about to be live, y'all.
I like how you do that, Kim. I'm not going to lie. Check it out. This is some new Prince Montana. This one right here is called No Pressure. It's featuring Future. Monstrous Radio Live Takeover Tuesday. Uh-huh.
Because we live, y'all. We going live.
Yeah.
Chopper, chopper, blame me a cop or two. Ain't gonna say no names, he a robber too.
New music.
You don't want no pressure. 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 Hopping down phone cars for the deep. And he whipping up the dress. Every time you call, I be like, look, little hoe, don't stress me. You know I tuck them down like a motherfucking fresh. You want it, you can get it if you wanna learn your lesson. You don't want no pressure. 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 Crimes in the dope pit. I got
no pressure. You don't want 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 no pressure.
Chop, chop, bang, they was looking for. I ain't gonna say no names, probably looking for. Chop, chop, bang, they was looking for. I ain't gonna say no names, probably looking for.
Chop a chop bang, he a copper too. Ain't gonna say no names, he a robber too. Chop a chop bang, he a copper too. Ain't gonna say no names, he a robber too.
You don't want no pressure. 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 You don't want. You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure. You don't want no pressure.
Tuesday. Remember, you can hit us up 424-243-9649, but when I answer, you better answer back with a roar. Check it out. This is OG Sauced Up. This is called Decatur. Is that all we got is the clean version? Oh, they say that word we ain't promoting? Okay, that's what it is. Check it out. OG Sauced Up. This is called Decatur. Uh-huh. New music you ain't heard before.
Chillin' in the slum. Every in my city know where I'm from. Her and Bree got that and I'll come and get you some. You may think you win until you get here with that bomb. I know them niggas on Callan Road, East with K clothes, Callan crossing up the flat show. Spanish trade back to Honey Hole. I got it straight out of Rockdale, plugged in up in Scottsdale. You want that work, then it's in the mail. 32 for a whole bell. Kenny States down to Waterhead, Waterhead by the Glenwood. Stone Mountain up the Panola Road, the Lemon Drive at the Rainbow, Moore Drive at the Cliff Spring up the Central, Nelson Heights at the Stone Creek. We walk around with them llama, bullet size of a Hummer, just know that we scrap like Obama, plunge your like a plumber. My city hot as a summer, all my shooters got gunners, this city of the Cater, and I put that shit on my mama. You know I stay in the Cater. You know I stay in the ghetto. Gotta sell on the radar. Yeah. You know I stay in the ghetto. Every year around Easter it be Glenwood Day. On the same day Easter it be Bruce Street Day. Way walk across the road they the same way. Ain't no other way to pipe up when you win the eight. Free my nigga Monster, free his brother Kino, free my brother Dante, free my brother Spello, free my brother Baby Trap, free that boy Diego, rest in peace Johnny B, I know you still here, they took my partner life away, them niggas still want it, rest in peace Lil Larry, I know you still on it, rest in peace my cousin East, I know you still on it, the way they kill John down the street, I think them phony, the they be hating, but we indicator. Rest in peace, only a jewel, boy, we see you later. Teeny weeny jigging, Milo, can you hold it favor? Uncle Charlie Christian told me to run on that paper. You know I stand the kid, yeah. Gotta stand on the real. Terminate on your hater, that's your look, then I can't go save. You know I stand the kid, yeah. Real wood elevator. All I knew how for my neighbor, and it came with your nigga. Just to put them in the dirt. Uncle bought a old school Chevy and sat that bitch up with the skirt. Bought the Lamborghini Doge and switched that bitch up to a vert. Look, we got them pass in Atlanta. Nigga, you niggas don't want that animal. Nigga, the choppers came with banana. Nigga, shoot that bitch like a Montana. Nigga, every day I'm in for a villa. Pull up, nigga, we in for a villa. Ride around with them real killer. Hit a lick, turned into the plug, nigga.
Monstrous Radio, Takeover Tuesday. No matter what it is you do, you making movies. I don't care if you're doing paintings, if that oil paint. I don't care if you play with watercolors. get in. If you got to connect the dots, you can promote your connect the dots online for sale right here, right now, and we won't send you a bill because it's Takeover Tuesday. Get in. Sorry, Ms. Kim. So now you was about to break some things down for us. We got a couple people over here. Hopefully, you know, they'll start to join in after a while. So let's go ahead and start with this Takeover Tuesday. So now, what was you just about to tell us about?
Oh, my bad in the delayedness. Oopsie poopsie. Okay, so yesterday I had a chop session with one of my bosses. And, you know, we just talking, and she's like, you know, you're respected in the community. And I was like, am I? She said, yes. They all just love you. And when she said it to me, I wasn't, so it's like, okay, if she's telling me that, then that means that the people, like, for the city of where I live at, that they've been talking mm-hmm. about me, you know what I mean? And it's been mm-hmm. nothing but good stuff. Because that's what I've been exhibiting to them. And then today at my other job, I get a printout of my timesheet, and I done pulled 105 hours in 2 weeks. So, Miss Kim is electrifying. I'm shocking that ass. That's why I got that name, Miss Electrifying Kim. I'm doing what I got to do, E-Monster, and the monstrous listeners.
That's what's up. That's what she said. The people in her city is talking about the good job she's doing. Can you tell the people how big the city is? Because we need to know. Because, I mean, is this like Mayberry and we got Gomer Powell out there talking about, ooh, we love Miss Kim. I mean, how many people is in this city?
You know, it's a couple of them, but it's the downtown. I put it like this. The downtown's so damn small. You turn around and blink, like half of a blink, and you done seen every damn thing that's down there, or you done missed it all, one of the two. So, yeah, like Andy Opie should be down in that motherfucker with Barney Fife, shaking like and everything, shaking like Don Knotts and everything. Man, look, St. Cloud is small, but I'm up here doing my thing, you know. Stop laughing, monster. You know, it's where I live at. Of course, Minnesota is very diversified. We are a cultural melting pot, if you will. And so, you know, I want them to understand that not all Black people is lazy. Not all Black people just sit around and wait for something. No, we're going to get up and we're going to go out there and we're going to get ours the same way you do. You know, give respect where respect is due. I'm holding it down, sir.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You representing the people when you're out there doing your thing.
You know, don't slap too hard on your chest. Don't slap too hard on your chest. I'm not there with a defibrillator.
She said, don't slap. I'm clapping my hands. Y'all don't even understand what she's saying. She's saying, see, I'm so thin that it's like, I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to explain to you the joke she tried to say about me. That's that bullshit.
Oh.
I don't even know where to go at this point, so we're going to keep struggling. I'm going to play one song, and we're going to come back. This is some R&B. This is Sunshine Note, Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Ooh, man.
We live.
I love you.
I
love you,
though. You can find my music on
SoundCloud
at Sunshine Note. You can also hear more of my music with my music plug, DJ E Monster, on Monstrous Radio, online radio with the Raw.
Looking for a ride, I'm looking for a boss. See, I'm just trying to bounce up, bounce up. Oh, yeah. But you got me caught up, caught up. you in the same boat. He tell me stop playing, I'm just saying what you're saying, but knowing that we can't go.
Everybody, Rep My City Day coming up June 10th at the Capri Theater. That's on Broadway, Minneapolis, on Broadway Avenue in Minneapolis. Come on now, let me get this out right. Today, we're going to be honoring the artists that are here in the Twin Cities. We got a question, an answer panel. There's all kinds of things going out. I'll be spinning on the ones and twos. I'll have my vendor booth there. There's going to be another radio network there. There's going to be a bunch of people there, a bunch of vendors. It's going to be a hell of a night. Make sure you come out. I believe it's all ages. So, you know, hey, it's going to be a night to remember. That's June 10th, Rep My City Day, Twin Cities. It's at the Capri Theater in Minneapolis. Hit me up if you need more details. But all right, Miss Kim, we're back to our Takeover Tuesday.
Yes.
So I ain't really had much time to watch no news or nothing, you know, so I ain't got no who's bumping who and who's getting fat. You know if any entertainment news that's going on out there, maybe.
Yes. Sierra and Russell, her husband, they had a baby girl. I want to say it was on the 28th. And Sierra was gorgeous when she was pregnant with her daughter. They had her. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else did I see? I've been reading, like, so much. Like, hold on, I'm trying to get it. Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait, because I'm sitting here trying to figure out who Russell and Sierra is. Yeah, and I'm over here like, who is she talking about? She's talking about Russell Simmons?
Isn't it Wilson?
There we go. Russell Wilson and the singer, Sierra. Oh, they had their baby. Oh, so it was his?
They had a little girl.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's what's up. Is it too soon? I ain't trying to start no drama.
Yeah.
Hey, rumors is rumors. At one point, her future was just different. Ooh, damn, bad joke. So
oh,
you said you, Mom. I mean, just got like a head of hair. It's got long hair.
No, I didn't say the baby. I didn't see the baby. They haven't put a picture of her out. But Sierra was gorgeous when she was pregnant. She was fat faced as hell, but she was gorgeous when she was pregnant. And on a different note,
she looked fine if it was my baby, but somebody else's baby, she looked all right. She okay.
Wow, that sounds like a little bit of haterism going on there. Just a little bit.
No,
that's
not hate. I don't hate on nobody. I don't hate. I'm just petty as a motherfucker. You dig? There's a difference.
Well, that too.
I don't dislike you. I'm just going to take shots at your ass. It is what it is. I'm petty.
Oh, my God.
I have petty parties. So do.
Then, I don't know exactly what the Met Gala is about, but Kim Kardashian West ended up going by herself. Let's see. They said Beyonce was holding it down for the pregnant mommies. I did not see that, but if it's anything close to what I saw as far as these memes today, I know that Beyonce wore a red dress with like a red headpiece or something like that. And one of the singers from Destiny's Child said Beyonce is slanted for all pregnant women. They said she's holding it for all women that's pregnant. Then let's see, what else did I read? That's what I was going to say. Well, this doesn't have anything to do with entertainment, but it's something that I saw yesterday on Facebook, but I seen the video 4 years ago. This man has supposedly killed a police officer and stabbed an 87-year-old lady to death and jumped out of a 3-story building and landed on his face, supposedly. Well, no, that's not what happened. If you were to go on my page and look and see this video of this man, when I tell you, you remember that mask that they had on, Silence of the Lambs, when they had the mask on Anthony Perkins' face? Oh, that's not
Anthony Perkins. Yes,
yeah, that's what, okay. So that's the type of mask that they had on this man's face. And when I tell you, I don't know how he could see, they beat his eyes closed. That's how bad they beat this man. And then they had that, it's a spit guard. That's what it is. That spit guard looked like it was so tight on his face that it was just squeezing blood. It was just gross. That put me in the mind of Marquise Lloyd. When the police beat him so bad, they beat his eye. They put his eye out. The police brutality that's going on is horrendous. But yeah, that was on Facebook too. Facebook and YouTube, and let's see, somewhere else it was on, but I know for sure I seen it on YouTube and I was like so disgusted. And then this chick from that I know of, she tried to like spark up a conversation about the article that I posted. And it's like no disrespect, but do not try to talk to me about any type of police brutality that's going on. She was asking me questions. I was like, well, obviously you haven't read the article. If you read the article, you'd got all the questions answered that you are asking me. You'd got all your answers. I want to tell her, won't you mind your business, mind your own, you live long. But I didn't. You know what I mean? I want to be rude.
You live long.
There
seems to be a big flux in people trying to talk to people sideways on their post. You dig? Instead of you just keeping it moving. If you don't agree, you dig? We're not real friends in real life. This is just some Facebook internet shit that says we're actually friends, motherfucker.
No, actually, we are friends.
Oh, damn.
We work at the same place. I know her. So. It was almost like, you know, I want to tell her, you don't know nothing about what it is I'm talking about because you've never experienced that. So until you experience anything remotely close to what we have dealt with, you don't have room to ask shit. You need to sit back and see what the wall's going to look like when it's all said and done with.
Right. But I just mean, period. There seems to be a flux of, you know, people. I'm starting to see a nice big number of posts where people are attacking other people because of what they post, things like that. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, did it really have to go that far? Now y'all talking about cussing or beating everybody up when all it was dude posted what he felt. You didn't like it. You probably should have just kept going. There was no need for you to come at him, try to be slick, try to say some educated type shit in his post or try to slam him. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't going to respond. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's what I meant by, you know,
you know,
what
coming
I mean?
At a motherfucker like with a really mad grass.
Yeah. But I got some more entertainment news for y'all. Check it out. Now, everybody knows about the beef that was going on with Drake and Meek Mills, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, they even showed up in each other's neighborhood. Yeah, taking videos and shit, selfies and all this type of stuff. Somebody, I'm in your hood. What's going on? So, all right, check it out. I ain't trying to stir nothing up. I'm just saying hatchets just may have been buried in the ongoing battle between Drake and Meek Mills. That's right. During a recent interview on Beat Sheet in the House, never heard of the show, but Rick Ross told Hovey and Hilton, he must be a host, that he had a sit-down with Drake and put the beef behind him and Meek. According to Rosé, Rap-A-Lot Records CEO Jay Prince set up a meeting and both sides agreed that since their feuding didn't make money, it didn't make sense. There's a lot more to the article here, talking about like what time they actually met, things like that. Yeah. So basically, it looks like the beef is over. Looks like the big heads, the OGs, came down and said, let's go ahead and squash that. It looks like it's over.
Oh.
So I'm glad.
Yeah,
because
what I was going to say was, once you said Jay Prince, I already knew it was over right then and there. Don't nobody mess around with Jay Prince and Rap-A-Lot. He show up on the scene, everything is getting squashed. I wonder what in the world type of he got some serious power. Some serious power. It was one of them rappers that had got their chain took, and he got their chain back.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Prince is not no joke from what I'm understanding. I don't even know the man, but more power to him. You know, I'm going to go ahead and stay on up here in St. Cloud, let him go ahead and run all the South that he got.
Well, let's put it like this. I know some powerful people. And I ain't saying nothing about nobody, because I don't know nobody. But there's two sides of the line to be on, and you want to be on his good side. Let's just put it like that.
Look.
Get it?
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that's really big in the Houston market. So, So he's a cool dude, though.
Man,
so
you
he's
got
cool
connects every damn way.
Good. I do. A little bit. You know, a little bit. I just don't want to use it right.
I see you connected to Facebook and changed that profile pic, so you no longer look like you in that swole up muscle skirt that you had. Let me not say skirt, because I was saying shirt. Yeah. You ain't in that swole up shirt no more. My bad.
See, now she being petty. She just took a shot at me. We're going to go ahead and check and see who else we got over here on a Takeover Tuesday. Didn't think over here. They see what we're talking about. They might want to promote something they got on. They from the Twin Cities, so I hope they like it. See, here we go. 612-458. Can you please help me before I catch a charge or I get the stitches one or the other? Hello.
Nope, I'm going with her. No.
Hey, Etosha. Hey, girl.
Cheers. You know what, man? You're just unbelievable. Miss,
I second that motion. I second it.
Oh, shit.
Anyways.
Did it. We live.
Mm-hmm.
We live.
Yeah, I'm getting this feeling it's about to be a lady takeover here in a minute. It is
what
it is.
Well, at least you already know, Monster.
At least you know.
You already know.
Yeah.
Knowing
you
that
it's
compatible.
You got your tissue ready right by you. Because we coming.
I can go get you some peroxide and some medicated cotton.
And
ace bandage.
I'm good. Mama said, learn when to pick your battles. I'm not battling today. Get it? I'm going to stay my ass up to y'all from calling.
Just
the
as sure as two G's, if two G's call in, it's a guarantee the shit talking meter is going to go all the way up. So, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you know that.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be one of the, moments when you know you don't say shit until your homies show up. You know what I mean?
Who's going to show up? Like, yeah, motherfucker, like I was saying beforehand. Y'all got me fucked up in this bitch.
Right.
Like, I don't know who you think I am. All right, you know, you like Debo. Like, shut the fuck up. I'll be quiet. When you leave.
For just one second.
I'll be talking.
Just one second. You can't make me be quiet the whole show.
Right. Shoot.
My show. It's my show. It's my show.
Right.
He pouting. This is my show. They ain't gonna punk me. This is my show.
You gonna walk off like Pookie. That was my grandmama gave me that chain. This is my show.
That was
my
Hi, Mom. Keep it up.
Oh.
Man down.
That's so mean.
That's so easy. You that easy?
No. Wait, what's so easy? Wait, what? I heard that. Somebody
give you a chance. Cause your girl, he will throw your ass. Look, he been to hit your ass with mute real fucking fast. Like, I gotta take this shit on the show.
I know. Right. He does control that.
He kicked your ass in mid-sentence like, shut the fuck up.
Time to play some music. Time to play some music.
Right.
And we'll cue her in maybe. Maybe.
Oh, snap.
Maybe. Maybe not.
See, Monster, that's what happens when I'm, like, always there. I can, you know, pinpoint some shit out. It's only a matter of time. But that's all right, though. Sir, did you get anything that I sent you to your cellular device?
When did you send it?
The last time that we was on a show together, so that would have been, like, what, Friday night?
We had a great show. That's how we do. We live.
And then I sent you some links.
I didn't go into the links.
Well, please go into them.
Okay. I can't do it now, but I can get to them, though.
I know you can't do it now. You know what? Say something else. It's some good stuff. It's some good stuff. Once you go into the links, you'll see why I said it was some good stuff, and I'm asking you to go into them tonight, sir. It ain't got to be like, you know, as soon as we get off the phone. Right.
Awkward. That was a bipolar minute. Did you hear that, Miss Unbelievable? I swore she was about to draw back and hit me, and then went into writing.
Yeah.
Check it out. When you get off the phone.
I'm Miss Unbelievable. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm going to be today. Miss Unbelievable. Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, because you just came in here.
That's what I am.
Woo!
I like that. Miss Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See if he put that to work.
What I sent you is in reference to for like tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Oh, so what is
it? Yeah. Ooh. What is it?
Now hold on, Kim. Now people out there in Monstrous Radio Land, some of you that are our avid listeners, you know what I'm talking about when I say this. Pay attention. Okay, Miss Kim. I don't know what you don't hit me. For no wet Wednesday, but it better not be no damn erectile, infantile, penile, right now, syndrome. You understand me?
It better not be.
Come on now. Yeah,
you know what?
It better not be.
See, I be trying to act like I got some sense in front of company and everything. But
mm-hmm.
since you're trying to take me there, it ain't got nothing to do with no infantile penile syndrome. No. And if it did, that motherfucker be real upset because I sent you some heat. What I sent you is what I myself listen to.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Okay. Oh,
so it should be a nice little something.
Right. See, we got a new thing, Monsters Radio Wet Wednesdays, where when we're on, we all have our pick of that song. It is. This is our pick. You know what I mean? Jazzy B started it out a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kim is going to have her submission. I have my submission tomorrow. You dig? Mine's always going to be a panty dropper. See, y'all don't want to miss that. Ain't nobody going to outdo me because that's the competition. Who brings the sexiest song that night?
Oh, my goodness.
You dig?
This man has been real petty. So are you trying
to have to get mine there. Don't play.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Triple threat. Oh, shit.
And watch it be unbelievable. Watch it be unbelievable. Yes, understand this. Yes.
You're just unbelievable. See, okay.
Uh-huh.
We'll
uh-huh.
see.
And
we'll
I'm miss electrifying. We're unbelievable.
Yes.
Electrifying.
Yes.
See.
Bringing heat. Yeah,
that's bogus. That's bogus. She's miss unbelievable. You're miss electrifying.
Yes.
I'm just a bitch.
Oh, my goodness. You that muscle shirt. Shut up. You that muscle shirt.
Oh, not muscle shirt. Not muscle shirt. Oh, just.
Miss Mr. Shirt. We just gonna call you Mr. Shirt.
Hi.
Yeah, Mr. Shirt. I love
that
you.
That shirt was pretty lovely, mm-hmm. Mr. Shirt.
Yes. Yes, honey. Because we love y'all.
See, that's
but wait, okay, so YT. Oh,
that shirt was a smidgen. Mm.
That shirt was smidgen.
See, hold on.
Smidgen is small.
Hold on. She said it was a smidgen. I ain't never heard of no smidgen shirt. A smidgen? Oh, that's below smidgen now?
Because I never heard of a smidgen either.
Smidgety small.
Mm, damn.
Of course, midget that is small. Mm-hmm.
An extra smidget.
That's messed up.
Mm.
See?
But monster. What? Make me call you that street name. Make me call you that street name that don't nobody else know outside of me.
I'm about to be that street name nobody else knows. Y'all keep messing with me. Dogging me out like that. It is what it is. You know I pay for this. You know I pay. It is what. What you gotta say, Cam? Mm.
Okay, so if I could have my pick, I'm gonna go through the songs I sent you and let you know which one that you need to drop first. Cause guaranteed that first one is gonna be some heat.
That's first.
And it's gonna slap. So you can, you know, if you got a truck or something, you go ahead and drop them seats. And you got that good, them good 12s back there. That shit gonna bang all up through your back, literally. Ooh. Wet.
Okay,
wet.
We talking about sexy stuff.
We
gonna
be
lying. Don't be talking about nothing banging through my back. Don't be talking about nothing banging through my back. It is what it is. But I'm just saying.
Oh
now,
my God!
Did you not hear me say one song? Now she don't slip in a whole playlist. What kind of bullshit is it?
Uh-huh.
See,
no.
Isn't that thing? You're doing too much. It was one time.
You know my name is DJ Such and Such. Dang. You know I'm DJ Such and Such on the ones and twos in this motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, man. Not DJ Such.
What the hell? Look, shit. Y'all my release right now, Lord. Girl, Etosha, Miss Unbelievable. Girl,
Miss Unbelievable,
shit.
Yes. I got a new name, Miss Unbelievable. So when we come back on, that's me. Yes.
Yes. Girl. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers up here, they done damn near... they done work my fucking nerve. Y'all my motherfucking release, goddammit. Shit.
You're gonna be
all right. Monster, quit laughing over there.
You're gonna be okay.
Don't fuck around and explode that shirt.
Just take a shot of that little drink right there. Take a shot of that. You'll be all right. Calm down.
I am. I got some coffee right now. It ain't no tea, but I got some coffee in this motherfucker. You know what?
Anything else in your coffee?
No.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I have done that before, though. I spiked my. I have. See, Monster, what she talking
you
about?
It ain't that
have, like,
Irish
some...
coffee. It ain't that Irish coffee. That Irish. It ain't that Irish. Okay. Not the Irish in there. No Irish. Okay.
I got Irish in my blood, though. I got some Indian, too. Anyhow.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Monster, what she's talking about is spiking your coffee with, like, whiskey, bourbon, a brandy or something, like, in the morning to get your day started off right. So, yeah, that's what Miss Unbelievable over there is talking about.
Did I have to? I'm over here looking like a dummy. Like, I don't know what the hell a spiked coffee is. Got me over here looking like some type of Neanderthal. What's a spiked coffee?
You know what? You used to look like Mighty Mouse in a white motherfucker t-shirt. Since you trying to figure out your shit, all you was missing was that damn cape.
Smitty Small. Smitty Smaller.
Mm.
Oh, and you going to join in. The right tone to face for y'all right here, right quick.
Just don't mute us. Just don't mute us.
We're going to see what happens.
And we live, y'all. We live.
We live. We live. It's nothing but love. Nothing but love. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Right, right.
I got nothing but love for you. Whatever. Oh, okay. My bad. My bad. Well, shit, she started it over there. What the hell? Or you know what? One time, you know, I think Monster, we should have a way, way, way fucking back Wednesday and throw some heavy D in the mix. Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Old school Wednesday. Old school wet yeah. with the OGs.
Or like throwback Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, we could get some. I was just watching.
Rock him. Rock. Okay. Monster, we'll chop. Monster, we'll chop. Oh, right. I think I remember some. Yeah. My bad. Baby. You know, my brain is slow. My processing is old, bruh. Shit.
Okay. Let's do it like this, right quick. Just to entertain the people. Y'all young test ain't going to know what we're talking about. I already know. I smell the Similac through the phone. But just for the old heads, let's see how far us three can go throwing out titles of Heavy B songs. The last person standing wins. I'm going to start out with saying my Nikes.
Wait, you said what my Nikes?
Yeah, a Heavy D song. He got a song on my Nikes.
Yes, he did. The Overweight Lover.
Okay.
He tells you.
You got to say it right. Overweight Lover's in the house. Okay. It's unbelievable. You got a Heavy D song, or you got Similac behind your ear as well.
Aw, shut up.
Oh shit!
She lost.
Okay. Well, now that we found love, what are we gonna do about it?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I get this feeling you just Googled it, but it is what it is.
No.
What's
I like
list?
That song. That's what I'm trying to. That's what I want. That now I want some love. So you know, shit.
Okay,
gotta go with that one. that's what I'm saying.
How about?
That's my quest.
Money Earning Mom Vernon.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
How about the dance? Okay, y'all remember this? Y'all remember this? There was a dance to it. Everybody was doing it. Everybody. We got our own thing.
Oh, shit. Of course. Of course. Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
Let me think. Let's see. Hold up. Because this is my favorite one. I'm going to make
what
you
about,
lucky.
Okay. I must be going back too far. He had one called, wasn't it called Don't You Know? I'm not finna sing the melody, but he did. It was a slow song. That sucker banged. That thing.
Did he do a video to it and he didn't have his glasses on?
Oh, I remember that one.
He did do a slow song.
He did do a slow song, and he didn't have his glasses on, and he was standing there.
Right.
And,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, what song
was
that?
That
was Heavy
D and
that,
the Boys.
Master? What song was that?
Yes, Heavy D and the Boys. That's right.
I think it's Don't You Know. Matter of fact, let me Google it right now. I'll let y'all shoot a couple
more
while I Google this and see what the name of that song was.
Okay, let me think. Which one is it? The one that he was talking about in the Cadillac. And he actually did like a stomp type dance at the end of the video. Oh my goodness.
Y'all know what my ultimate favorite though was? Mr. Big Stuff.
Which... Hey! The Overweight Lover Heavy D.
Who do you think you are?
Right.
Let me stop.
And then I'm going to stop because that's my favorite.
Which one was it? My Diddly Diddly D?
Mhm.
Okay. Well, I could go back further than them and further than him and say, well, they was up there too. The Fat Boys.
Yes. Fat Boys.
Yeah.
They was doing that.
Yeah, the human beatbox with his fat
the human beatbox.
Whole, yes. What was it? They was in the movie Disorderlies.
And what was that other one? They was it Disorderlies? There was another one too. Was it what Heavy D was in there too?
Heavy D was in Life. Was he in like a? I don't know, but I know for sure he was in Life. Cause he was the one that was out there talking to the old man and talking about when I say they was bacon burnt, they was bacon burnt. Oh my bad, I watched too many movies. Let's see. And then we go do some Kumo D, some
I was listening to the Beastie Boys the other day.
Wait,
what?
Up,
you
about?
Don't know nothing about no
Brass
Beastie
Monkey.
Boys.
Oh, come on. I am in that era. I'm not going to say my age, but dang, yeah? I'm in that era.
Paul Revere.
I'm there.
Ooh.
Okay. But that Brass Monkey, though, that was my shit.
Man,
sure
the fucking monkey. Hey, Brass Monkey. And then,
right,
you know, the, man,
shit.
They put that bass. Man.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Then
you know who else
see.
Is
right out of New York.
That album came out. That's when what's the name first came out that same year, if I'm not mistaken, LL Cool J.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that,
I need love.
I don't remember. Yeah, I need love. Let's see, what else was it?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Rock the
Mama
Bell.
Said, knock
Mama said, Rock the Bell.
The
I forgot about that.
I'm Bad.
I forgot about that.
It's
one.
I'm Bad.
I'm
That's
bad.
The one that put it. Yes. Oh, shit, you know,
why
right,
nobody
right. Can
watch. Just like I can't. Yes.
No.
Take a muscle bound man to put his face in his
sand.
Really, that wasn't the song that really made LL. No, no. That's just the one where he took his damn shirt off and y'all ladies went crazy. And his little mother.
I wasn't even thinking about his bird chest. He had a bird chest back then. No.
But
wait,
muscle
though.
Face, put his muscle bound face in the sand.
What?
Urgh.
Oh, hush.
Yeah.
You looked like him in that shirt
was...
the other day, so hush. Nah.
See, I'll take that today, though. I'll take that today. So will. I sure will.
Okay, but hold on, y'all. What y'all remember Digital Underground, Freaks of the Industry?
Yeah, Digital Underground, Humpty Dance, all
Freaks.
That. But do you know who they all came off of? Who that? Well, you know what? Y'all ain't going to know nothing about that, so I'm just going to keep it moving on that
Pop?
One. So I,
excuse us?
Okay. Who's some other good artists that was from way back then? This might
she
be
just going to just overlook us like you don't know music. Like,
right. Roxanne, Shantae. Let's see. I wouldn't say
okay.
UTFO. Curtis Blow. Afrika Bambaataa. You know what I mean? Let's see. How far back can I go with this shit here? How far is back you want to go?
How much farther can you go back after African Boom Bada? I mean, how much farther can you go? Who else is that?
Hey, it ain't nobody. That's taking it back as far. You might as well say he pioneered it, if you will, but or that group. Yeah,
I
know a little bit about music, not a whole lot.
But I mean, you know, as far as like the big scene, I mean, I don't really remember who you can go further than African Boombada. I mean, there was other artists that was out, but you know what I mean? They wasn't making them really anthem, dance, house club, house party, project music, as I like to call it, you know, because that's what it was. You know, for me, you know, we was in the project having house parties. We can go to no club. Talking about we turn out the house party, like in the movie House Party and all that, you know what I mean? So that's how we got it in. But yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people,
that was
because like I did an interview with some people who actually knew the scene back then, and they were talking about how like a lot of people didn't know that, you know. Well, I mean, you watch it once you see the movie. What is it called? The Get Down. Have you guys seen that on Netflix? The Get Down?
No.
Oh, it's a movie, and it talks about, like, real old school hip-hop. I believe they're, like, telling a story of, like, Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five. You dig?
They talk
about all the old thing back then. They'll talk about Boombada, Grandmaster Flash, all that, how they all got started. You know what I mean? And it talks about, you know, how coming into the gang. And at one point, it wasn't just where they were rapping squads. They were actually gangs. That's how they battled. They were actually gangs and sets, and then it evolved
from rapping to doing the break dancing.
What was the other one? Beach Street, and then there was
Breaking Two. Yeah, Electric Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. My goodness, with Turbo.
Now, you guys can tell me what you thought about it, but to me, Beat Street was more of the true essence of hip-hop, how it began, what it was, what it meant to certain people, so on and so forth. There was a richness in history. To me, don't get me twisted, I've seen them all. I used to want to be like Poppin' Taco. It is what it is, but that was more of a commercial movie.
Poppin' Taco.
To me. Yeah. The Spanish dude was next to the Turbo dude.
Oh, okay.
Look, she's like, there was more than one? Yeah, remember? It was Kelly, Turbo, and then the other dude. Oh, my goodness. You only seen the one you like. That's it. Nope, he was the only one in the movie. No,
you talking about the little chocolate one.
Yeah. No, you... Okay, never mind. Anyway,
you know what, Devin? Story like that today, what the hell, you know I done had a long day. You told me to get him. You know what killed my story?
What? Who? All right, never mind.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get it, which one of the guys you was talking about, I was trying to picture because I haven't seen, like, Beat Street. Only watched Breaking.
Oh, wasn't there like a light-skinned one and a dark-skinned one?
That's what I'm talking about, Breaking, right? I don't know where she went to Beat Street. We're talking about Breaking.
Breaking, and they were friends, and they had their sets, and then they came together. Wasn't he from Minnesota or something like that? Wasn't he from here? I thought he was from here or somewhere close. Somewhere, because I know they were like somewhere. Hey,
I know I had a friend look like dude, but it is what it is. You look like Bushwick Bill now. I'm just saying. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God!
I'm just saying.
Oh wow!
I'm just saying.
Like Bushwick before or after he got his eye shot out?
Oh, either or.
See, you trying to get me beat up. I'm not even going to go that far. I know he's coming to the show.
I mean, there's no good one. There's no good one. There's not a...
I mean, that one of him on that gurney with that IV bag
girl,
up there with it, that patch off his eye. Come on, stop it. No patch, all patch on.
That traumatized me, that shit was bleeding.
It was white and shit. Mm. His feet all turned in with that motherfucking ankle bracelet on. Fuck all that shit, man. That shit traumatized me.
I'm not gonna judge
either one of y'all. I'm just gonna pray for you. I'm just gonna pray for the both of y'all because we just talked about Jay Prince. And all this, and you gonna go talk about something about the Ghetto Boys? I'm not part of that, Jay. I have nothing to do with that.
You know what?
As a matter of fact, this is a perfect time to explain our disclaimer. The comments and the voices are those responsible of those speaking. They do not reflect the actual beliefs of Monstrous Radio. Because we live, y'all. I can't control these things.
We live.
It is.
We lied.
But wait, though, Monster. You know, they say tell the truth and shame the devil. If Jay Prince was to approach me, I would explain to him, Mr. Prince, sir, you know that album cover was fucked up.
He could have told the truth.
Right.
He was like, I wasn't there. He would have put his right hand up and say, I wasn't there. That's all he had to say. I wasn't there. and then he'd be good.
Shit.
Because it could have been a blank
page.
His motherfucking
right foot turned in, almost touching the left foot, and his hand all crooked up and shit. Look. He traumatized the monster. That's all I'm saying.
But, I guess ghetto
like
boys, ghetto pit. that was unbelievable. That was.
Yeah. Well, let's put it like this. Like Kim said, if I ran into Jay Prince right now, like she said, she would explain to him, and I would have to explain to him as well. I didn't say that shit.
I ain't explaining. I'm just going to lay the record down. I'm just going to lay it down.
Okay.
I'm just going to lay it down and be like, that speaks for itself. Boom. There we go. I mean, he would understand what I'm talking about.
That's
I wouldn't have to explain
saying.
It. Just lay it down.
I've been fucking,
like,
I fucks with him. But that album cover fucked with me forever. That's why I still remember. Fuck that.
We all remember that. We all. It ain't in a good way. It ain't in a good way.
Before we get to our shout outs, I just want to say on that note, people, please drink responsibly. Everclear is a hell of a motherfucking drink. Wild Irish Rose.
Take responsible
is a hell of a
pictures.
Drink.
I'm just saying.
Mad Dog 2020 is going to make your ass sick. People, please drink responsibly, or you do some dumb shit, and you be on the cover of somebody's thing. What'd you say? A crooked leg, a funny whatever. Yeah.
Man.
So that's how we going to do it tonight. So, all right, y'all. We are at the end of Takeover Tuesday, so at this point, we're just going to go ahead and do some shout-outs and do what we got to do, because I got to be up in the morning. You dig? I got things to do. Ty, we'll start out with you, Miss Unbelievable. So, you got some shout-outs tonight? Hello.
I got shout-outs to my son, Garion, my son, Joanne, my grandbabies, Araya, and then I got a shout-out to my mom, my family, my friends, and those I love and those who I can't stand. Much love. And to E-Monster Monsters Radio, got nothing but love for you, baby. And to my Miss Kim, got love for you, boo.
Thank you. Love
you back. That's what's up. I'm glad you put me a shout out. I was just going to click on your ass. Oh, what you got for us, Miss Electrifying Kim?
Hey, Miss Schmitty, watch it now. Watch it, Schmitty.
Oh, wow.
Miss Kim.
Huh? Okay. Gotta give it up to God first and foremost. Without him, none of this nonsense would be possible. Give it up to E Monster and Monster Us with the US Rock Radio. The listeners, let's see, Miss Etosha, Miss Unbelievable. I'm sorry, Miss Unbelievable over there.
Mm-hmm.
Give it up to my son, Deron, you know, because I love that big head person with all my heart, all my heart. And just remember, don't drink and drive, smoke and fly. And I'm out.
There it is. All right, y'all know how I do it now. I always start it out. God is good.
All the time.
All right, see, I had to give y'all that pause. All right, y'all caught up this time. It is what it is. All right, you know how we do it. Monsters Radio Live. We're on Monday through Friday. You can find all the links. You can listen to everything we do 24 hours a day, 365 at monsterusradio.com. Just go to the show links. Look for the Blog Talk Radio link, and there you go. It's all right there. That's the easiest way. Or just go to blogtalkradio.com, backslash Monster US Radio, and you'll find it as well. You can connect with me on all social media. Just hashtag EMONSTA, because you put in E-Monster, you're going to find a dude you're not even looking for. Get it? Tight, y'all. I don't know what else to say. Tomorrow's Wet, Wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And like Miss Kim said, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the rating tomorrow. Oops. Enjoy the night, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
We live, y'all. We live.